Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Hello to all of you fellow foodies out there.
Hello.
Grab your stretchy pants, pop in an acid, and enjoy a 27-minute buffet for your ears.
Sure wish I had a biscuit. I just can't eat without bread.
Would you pass the biscuit?
Excuse me. Would you please pass the biscuits? All I want's a biscuit. Nobody seems to care.
And the name of this segment is Let's Get Nasty at the Southern Cafe.
1 year after Jim retired,
hooray!
We finally closed on the selling of our industrial building. This required us to deal with several banks. Somehow, things like this never go easy for the dining duo.
Do you even want me to get in with the whole EPA thing we had to go through?
No, don't, because that really hurt me to spend all that money with so many checks from the EPA.
People, if you have an industrial building, I wish you the best.
Yeah, because we had to jump through hoops.
Exactly.
And it's very, very expensive.
Yes.
So anyway, you can write a check on a paper airplane, fly it through the bank lobby, and they will snatch it up and take your money. Asking for a withdrawal is another story. You have to be vetted by the FBI, and your paperwork has to be examined by a congressional subcommittee. Even after all of that, there is a waiting period for the check to clear. This is to allow time for the Pony Express rider to saddle up his horsey, put the check in his saddlebag, and gallop off to the bank.
You know, isn't that true, though?
Oh, my God, you know, it took forever.
Of course, they're being sarcastic, but why is that?
I don't know. Because of this, we were in a nasty mood and decided to stop at the Southern Cafe in Roselle, home of the Nasty Biscuit.
It's got to be good.
It's got to be good.
Nasty Biscuit.
What's not good about a Nasty Biscuit?
This location has been several restaurants over the years. It was usually like a bar type place.
Yes, it was.
Coach House, I think it was called. And just on and off over the years. The latest incarnation is a breakfast/lunch cafe. It is a huge restaurant with a bright and cheery country atmosphere.
It was.
It's something different.
It was pretty.
The menu features breakfast and lunch items with a southern flair. There's something to please everyone on this menu. It really is. They got a huge menu.
Oh, huge.
Now, this large menu posed a problem for Nancy.
Of course it does. What do I have? I got so many choices.
Keep in mind, she has trouble deciding which flavor of ice cream to put on the top and which flavor to put on the bottom of a two-scoop cone.
I do. And I always have to remember, the best goes on the bottom because that's your last flavor.
It's not rocket science. It's not going to change the course of human events.
It changes my world. Change, as you know with me, is evil.
I know, no. And let's not even talk about the 31 flavors.
Oh.
Let's not even talk about
that. No, we wouldn't even go there.
No. We go to see our son and grandkids in Florida. There's this really good homemade ice cream shop there. But they have a lot of flavors. And we always get a two-scoop cone. It's not pretty. Which goes on top, which goes on bottom, blah, blah, blah.
I want this. No, I don't want that. Well, okay, put that one on, I suppose.
We have Bing cherry ice cream. No, I want maraschino cherry ice cream. Oh.
I'm not talking
about the grandkids. I'm talking about Nancy.
Yeah.
Grandkids are fine.
Because they don't have the palate like I do.
She finally decided on the Cajun shrimp po' boy for $13.99. This was shrimp sautéed with Cajun spices on a garlic toast French baguette with fried green tomatoes, shredded lettuce, and a house-made remoulade sauce. This came with two sides, and she chose a side salad with jalapeno ranch dressing and homemade chips. She 86 the fried tomatoes because, you know, you don't...
I don't eat tomatoes.
No, you don't eat tomatoes.
And green ones, forget it.
Yeah. If she said the sandwich was just okay, she thought maybe the tomatoes would have completed it. Unfortunately, she despises tomatoes, especially green ones.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you like, you like ketchup?
No, I don't eat ketchup. You know that.
You like tomato sauce.
Uh-huh.
But you don't like ketchup, you don't like tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like tomatoes if there's a lot of garlic on my bruschetta. You know that.
I have offered to pay for therapy
so many
times.
Yeah.
I really have.
Jim picked the perfect meal for his temperament today. He chose the Nasty Biscuit, $12.99, which was a buttermilk biscuit stuffed with a crispy southern fried chicken breast. It was topped with cheesy scrambled eggs and smothered in country gravy on top of crispy hash browns. Oh my God. When this dish arrived, both of our mouths hung open and the waitress patted him on the back and said, good luck. This huge dish could easily feed two people, maybe even three if you ask me, because that was big.
It was so good, though. And it really was.
And the chicken stayed crispy even with the cheesy eggs and the biscuit gravy on top of it. It was incredibly, unbelievably delicious, he said. And he met his match. He took half of it home with him. And hearing all of this all the time, if you listen to our shows, Jim always picks the only item on the menu that has tons of stuff on it.
Mm-hmm.
So he can have a taste of everything.
I usually go for the super duper special, or
you go to an Italian restaurant, you get the tour of Italy.
Right. Yeah, I always do that.
You do. You can, it's bigger the better for
Maybe
you.
Maybe because I'm a big glutton.
For punishment?
Yeah.
Yeah. Could be.
I mean, that's what's good about a restaurant. You know, you go there and you get, okay, we give you the whole kitchen sink type deal.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
So should we take you to Colonial Cafe so you can get the whole kitchen sink?
I've never had that.
I know, but there's a lot of ice cream.
Didn't our son try and eat that one time?
No.
No?
He
did.
We wanted to take him.
Oh.
But we never all went and ate it.
He wimped out, huh?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Because we ate light.
Yeah, right, yeah.
We spotted the four beignets for $5.99 on their specials menu and had to try them because we love beignets.
If they're done right, beignets are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
When you have to inhale all the powdered sugar.
And cough up half a lung.
Yeah, it's so good.
The other half with the other bite. Yeah. But they were disappointing.
Yes, they were.
The chef had the oil too hot, and they were crispy on the outside, but gummy on the inside. Bummer.
That's disappointing because you expected them to be really good, and on the outside looked all brown and, you know, crunchy. And then
you get them, and it's like,
it's not fully cooked on the inside.
Uh-uh.
So note to the chef, cut down the temperature of the oil.
Exactly.
Watching the food that was coming out of the kitchen, the pancakes were the size of Frisbees, and the biscuits were the size of a hamburger bun.
Yeah, they were big.
They were huge.
Those pancakes, they were big.
It looked to us that most of the entrees could be shared by two people
easily. Except for mine.
Yeah, I think their breakfast items are like that, because they have some, you know, egg dishes and stuff that are just huge.
Yep.
But, oh well.
The price for our nasty day of banking was $42.84.
It's not really cheap for breakfast.
Not really. To be honest with you, no, it's not.
But, you know.
It sounds like a lot of money, but if you two people share it, it's a deal then.
That's true.
Oh, would you pass the biscuit?
Oh, we knock it off about the biscuit already? My gosh.
So, my love, what is your take on this restaurant?
Oh, I'm in love with this place.
Yeah, I know.
This is my new favorite breakfast place.
Even though it cost us an arm and a leg.
Yeah, but you can have it like forever.
Who wants to eat the same thing over and over and over and over?
Well, yeah, there's that.
Yeah, there is that.
But it was good.
But it was good.
I mean, I'm not a big biscuit fan, but this thing was awesome. Stay crunchy. I'm getting hungry.
We just got done eating.
Oh, well, I can't wait to try more stuff on the menu because they had a bunch of good stuff on there that, you know, like everything that they make is on one big bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to try that.
Okay, so that means we're going back.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What's your take, Toots?
Oh, you care.
Sure.
Okay. Jim's meal was a deal. The jalapeno ranch dressing was really eye-popping, and I loved it. next time I'm going for breakfast, because that seems to be a better deal than my lunch.
Right, yeah. Of course, when you say you order a sandwich, and then you tell them to leave half of the stuff off.
It's just the fried tomato.
Maybe there was a lot of fried tomato on there.
Well, then, that would have been even ickier if I had to eat that.
Give them the particulars, Poopsie.
The Southern Cafe, 511 North Roselle Road, Roselle, 60172. The phone number is 847-252-9102. The website, www.thesoutherncafe.com. Directions, take Route 47 South to I-90 East to Roselle Road South to restaurant. Estimated travel time, 28 minutes. And I thought it was a pretty restaurant. They had the barn doors that are getting really popular now to close off one section if you're having a party or something.
Yes, they did.
I really liked that.
It was kind of cool.
It was
different than what it was before. They put a lot of work into it because it was more like a bar before.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of a really nice, light and airy, bright,
cheerful. I liked it.
Well, good.
Okay. For those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 on your FM listening dial, WHRULP. We put you in WHRU.
And WHRU means you are always last.
That's not nice.
I know.
Ooh, aren't you having your cranky pants on?
That's a nasty review.
Oh, okay. So, my love, did we get any letters this week?
Sure we did, but let me check.
Hey, here's a little letter. I've been waiting for this.
Oh, good. You've been waiting for it. Okay, we did get a letter. And we actually got a letter from Alan, and it was about Beener's Mexican Barbecue in Hebron.
Mexican Barbecue?
There are so many things wrong with that name. Beener's Mexican Barbecue.
Beener's Mexican.
But we passed by it, and it looks like a cool place.
Looks little.
Yeah, little
corner
thing.
Little spot.
Yeah. I got to try that out.
Yeah, I know.
Beener's Mexican Barbecue.
I can't believe that it's a barbecue. And it's Mexican.
I know.
Whatever.
Hey, what the heck?
He said it was good.
We're going to try it out.
You betcha.
You never know. Thank you, Ellen. Thank you for that. And as always, our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
My goodness, you have a big entrance here.
This is a big news deal, absolutely. This is important. This is serious stuff here.
Well, here is our investigative reporter.
Yes.
Our own.
Yes.
Popular.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Eggers.
Mm-hmm.
With Food in the News.
And we have news stories from all over the globe.
Ooh, we're doing...
Spanning the globe.
All over, huh?
All over the place.
Europe,
Asia. We're spanning the globe just to find the food news stories for our listeners.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You did a good job then, I see. You got a lot of talking to do here.
I do, and I've got another 13 minutes to kill. So I better do something.
Because if you don't, I'll kill you.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
This one is from our Chinese correspondent, Wang Chung.
Oh, I know him.
You remember Wang, don't you?
I remember Wang. Yeah. I remember him.
It seems that there was a restaurant in China that was serving noodles, and I guess his noodles weren't really all that good. So he decided to switch to plan B. He started putting opiates in his noodles to get people to come back.
Oh, my God.
Now you know why when you have Chinese food, you always want it again.
Yeah, because you're full, and then you want to have it again and again and again. Oh, my God. Really? He put opiates?
Yeah, that wasn't the best idea.
And Chinese people, they always have good noodles.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah, well, it didn't work out too good for him.
So what happened to him?
He was hauled off to the pokey.
So this is kind of like Food in the News and Food Felons.
This one is, yes.
Wow.
Yes. Okay, my next story is from our Australian correspondent.
I forgot his name.
What is his name? Platypus Dundee.
Mm-hmm. All right, matey.
Platypus Dundee. And two Australian teens went to a McDonald's where they bought 3 quarter pounders.
Okay.
They ate 2 of them and saved the last for a friend. Their friend never showed up.
Okay.
So they said, well, we'll save it for you. And they did. And they saved it.
Okay.
And they saved it. And they saved it.
So it got stale.
And they took it to their 20-year high school reunion.
You mean they saved it for 20 years?
The teen said it looks the same as the day we bought it.
Are you kidding?
Nope.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, McDonald's.
Oh, wow.
Yes, the next story is from our news correspondent in Kentucky.
Oh.
Beauregard Grant.
Oh.
You know Beauregard.
Sure I do.
Well, some people like their food so much they want to wear it. The Meg C. Jewelry Gallery in Lexington, Kentucky introduced a line of necklaces and earrings made from gold-plated Kentucky Fried Chicken bones.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. Prices range from $130 to $200.
Oh, my God. They charge that much money for bones?
Mm-hmm. But they're gold-plated.
How much is it, though?
The next one is from our Korean representative.
Who's he?
Rocket Man Chung.
Rocket Man.
Rocket Man Chung.
Okay.
And this is on Korean television. And it's a subscription service. And so if you're on a diet or you don't want to eat, you can watch somebody else eat.
I wouldn't want to watch somebody else eat.
That's what they're doing. They're paying big bucks to watch people. Here's what she said. The woman who has the site. People enjoy the vicarious pleasure when they can't find that food at night or on a diet. So late at night, you can't get any food. Just watch somebody else eat.
I don't want to watch somebody else eat. I want it.
This program is taking in over $9,000 a month from advertising and donations.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
See, and us, we watch the Food Channel, and we start getting hungry, and that's when it's nibble time.
I know. Oh, well. Figure.
Yeah.
Oh, this is from our French correspondent, Pierre Manfoufou.
Oh, I remember Pierre.
I haven't heard from him in a while.
I know. What did he come up with?
Well, he is reporting that the French have come up with a all-natural herbal pill that he insists covers up the odor from one's bodily gases.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Well, you know, you take this pill. And supposedly it makes it smell like roses and violets.
Really?
Yes, yes. But that's still disturbing.
Yeah.
I mean, if it smells like it is what it is, no matter what it smells like.
OD Toilette. You know, they sell OD Toilette or they sell perfume or cologne.
Okay.
And this is OD Parfum.
This is the French. Uh-huh.
Okay.
This next news story is from right around the corner up in Wisconsin.
Oh, cheeseheads.
Yes, yes. It's from our correspondents up there, Bubba Bree.
Oh, sure.
You know Bubba Bree.
Bubba Bree.
Speaking of just, he is doing just what you suggested, where, you know, the OD Toilette. The makers of Stilton cheese created the perfume Eau de Stilton.
Oh, my goodness.
Which boasts an earthy and fruity aroma that lets one fulfill their dreams of smelling like a wheel of blue cheese.
Ew.
Who wouldn't want to smell like a wheel of blue cheese?
I don't want to.
Oh,
that's stinky cheese. Stinky cheese is blue cheese, gorgonzola cheese. Stinky. Well, I wouldn't want OD perfume here of that. Ugh.
He didn't say his product was selling all that well.
No, that's true. He didn't.
Well, you got to give him credit for trying.
Well, we got two of these that are perfumey.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
This next one is from, it's from our Australian correspondent again. He's checking in again.
Okay.
Platypus Dundee.
Oh, yeah. I remember Platypus.
Headline, man cooks roast pork in car during Australian heat wave.
Wow.
He placed a slab of pork in a baking tin on the car seat in his red Datsun in sunny Perth, Australia for about 10 hours.
Wow.
He said it worked great.
Really?
It was like a slow cooker.
Well, you know, it does get hot there.
Yep. It does get hot there.
Wow.
Yep.
So, and he can cook a pork.
He cooked a pork roast on there.
Wow.
You got to love them Aussies. Boy, they just go, they're funny people.
They are.
They're very inventive.
They are. They are.
They're very inventive.
I liked Australia. It was a little different. I mean, the place wasn't different, except if you go out in the outback.
No, Australia is basically like going to the United States, but it's like 12 hours away.
Yeah, and it's fun, fun, fun.
And the people are all party people.
Yes, they are.
That's in our opinion.
Yes.
Yeah. And the last one is from Thailand.
Oh.
And it's from our correspondent out there, Banzai Pho.
Oh, I know Banzai.
You know Banzai,
yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah. And what's he doing out there?
Well, it's in the news. A Bangkok burger joint has become an internet sensation after YouTubers starting challenging each other to eat the biggest meal. A near 13-pound patty
wow.
covered in fried onion rings, bacon, and mayonnaise.
Whoa.
Chris and Steak Burgers is offering a 10,000 baht, $330, prize for anyone who can finish the mammoth snack in 9 minutes? Seriously?
Wow.
No.
9 minutes could never eat that much.
Well, it's not that good of a deal either because it costs 2,500 baht to buy it, which is $82.
Ooh.
It's for the beef. We want the pork one. It's $115. So you buy some for $115, get $330.
Okay. And they're big. Okay. I see that. Okay.
But
you can't eat anything.
You can eat that in 9 minutes.
You don't even get a minute a pound. And,
really?
And not that. How many calories is that hamburger?
Let's see. It's a 10,000 calorie meal.
Whoa.
That's like 5 days worth that you have to eat in 9 minutes.
Oh, my God.
No way.
No way can they do that.
No. Well, here we are. We expose the truth here on new Food in the News.
We do.
Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aww, well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then...
We wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
Forget the station where we met. You dropped your skis, a happy circumstance. No one would have guessed we had started a winter romance. And all the way to Maine on that enchanted train, the passing scenery didn't get a glance. held hands completely lighthearted, off to a winter romance. We danced that night by candlelight. The world was white with snow. The way we felt, we never felt. The snow could melt and go. But though the snow is gone, the romance lingers on. And those who said it didn't stand a chance will know when they see us together that love's not controlled by the world. And all of our summers we have our winter romance. We'll know when they see us together that love's not controlled by the weather. And all of our summers we'll have.